Blog Talk Radio.
That was Waterline by Jack Dalton, a short 40-second version or thereabouts of Jack Dalton's Waterline, the theme song of the Reefs and Rivers Aquarium show back on the Wacko Radio Network, hosted by Jungle Jim Carnmark and myself. So, moving onwards, we were doing these programs with the United Flower Horn Association, and we got involved with the music that was on the Wacko Radio Network, bands like Scale Fighter, Me and May. And today's video features the flower horns of the United Flower Horn Association down in Australia. But this show's special music, done to the video of flower horns, is New Day Dawn, The Broken.
Oh,
That was New Day Dawn, The Broken, featuring female singer Dawn Body of New Day Dawn. Now, New Day Dawn is managed by John Jeff Brandenberry from Diminished Pitch Entertainment, who was basically involved in the Reefs and Rivers Aquarium Show and the Entertainment Review radio show hosted on Blog Talk Radio. And at this time, we decided to include some of Diminished Pitch Entertainment artists, such as Scale Fighters and New Day Dawn. Pardon me, Scale Fighter, not Fighters. And New Day Dawn. So when we included those two bands, we also got Mia May to do this United Flower Horn special presentation out on YouTube that was done by the United Flower Horn Association's Australia people in gathering great pictures of the fish that you got to see while New Day Dawn was playing. Now, a lot goes into getting images while I'm talking, and I'd like to send out a big Merry Christmas to Eric Cohen of Blue Life USA, who sponsored this event for the United Flowerhorn Association and the Reefs and Rivers Aquarium Show, heard on the WACO Radio Network. Now, here on Chew Radio 99, Chew 99, CHEW 99 Radio, on Blog Talk Radio and YouTube, we have got Jim's Fish Room Talk Show. And we're going to discuss the technical side of production as we continue. Wow, what was that? Emergency broadcasting signal. Please stand by. Now, if this had been a real true emergency, you would have been hearing something about something bad has happened, like a hurricane or whatever. But recently, I did a show for a band that I was involved with here on the radio station, and the VHS got recorded over. And it was a bed bug commercial or show that was featuring Jerry Van Dyke. I thought that that was kind of funny, and that show is just aired at the time that I'm recording this particular message for our listeners on Blog Talk on Chew Radio 99 and also on YouTube. Now, the funny thing about this is production is not only considered a necessity in the television and movie and radio industries, but it's also a part of the band business. Mixing of their albums, making sure that all of the tracks are loud enough. And this is all a part of putting on a radio show, and it's also part of putting on a television show. Have you ever noticed when you're watching TV, it's never quite loud enough in the quiet parts, and then all of a sudden you turn it up and then you get a loud part or loud commercials?
Well, this has got to do with some of the production that is specifically done for television or radio. Now, there's various different things that has to go on for the production. You got to have a good video source, and I want to thank Sharon from the United Flower Horn Association for doing videos to promote the United Flower Horn Association and to promote the various different bands that was done for that promotion. Scale Fighter, Me and May, New Day Dawns, which this show is about. I hope people enjoyed The Fish as well as the song The Broken by New Day Dawn. But there's so much that goes through in having even a radio show where you have people calling in, and at times they can be annoying, they can be quite rude. And how does the producer deal with that? We see it on television quite a bit, and we hear it on radio quite a bit where people phone in and it gets bleeped out and all of that sort of kind of thing, which really interferes with the production of those that are interested in listening and watching the particular program. Now, when I think of Blog Talk, I think of their switchboard and the producer who sits behind the program has to play all of the music, and it's basically not the same as your conventional radio station back in the day with records and turntables and mixers and all of that kind of stuff. It's archaic. It's sort of like a switchboard in the old days. It's kind of archaic when you deal with the various different tones that come off of telephones. So when I interview somebody like Jim Carmack now, we are recording the vocal tracks before the production so that we know that there won't be any mishaps with bed bugs or any other kind of things like emergencies and stuff like that. If we know of an emergency and we don't have a radio show, we would use the true emergency broadcast. But it's quite funny when it's interrupting something that you want to do, but how do you recover from it? You can make fun out of it like we did, or we can actually control the situation by pre-recording video, pre-recording audio, and making sure that all of the issues involved are looked after by producer and co-hosts and hosts of the programs here on CHU 99 Radio, on Blog Talk Radio, and on YouTube. So, in that in mind, when I do have Jim Carmack on, one of the things is how important is that production to him and to the people involved with Jim's, Jungle Jim's Fish Talk show here on Q Radio, on Blog Talk Radio, and on YouTube.